When he moves among us, all that he does, all of his mercy, all of his love, if the pen of a writer could write every day, even this world could never contain how I've been blessed. Warmth in the winter, flowers in spring, laughter at summer, the changing of leaves, food on my table, and a good place to sleep, clothes on my back, and shoes on my feet. I have been blessed. I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are his thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them. There's not enough time. So I'll just thank him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed. Arms that will raise, a voice that can talk, hands that can touch, legs that can walk, ears that can listen, eyes that can see. I've got to praise him as long as I breathe. I have been blessed. A mother and father, nurtured and raised, sisters and brothers, memories made. Our pastor to lead us, this altar to pray. Stripes that can heal, the blood that still saves. I have been blessed. I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are his thoughts of you and me. No way I can count them. There's not enough time. So I'll just thank him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed. We live in a country, the greatest on earth, where the flag stands for freedom and what it is worth. She stands in a harbor, Miss Liberty calls. All have given some, but some gave it all, so we could be blessed. He's my shoulder to lean on when I am down, the rock where he leads me when I'm overwhelmed, the place where he hides me under his wings. He's not just a song, he's the reason I sing. I have been blessed. So good to me. Precious are his thoughts of you and me. No way I can count them. There's not enough time. So I'll just thank him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed. God has been good.
Amen. Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew in chapter 26. We'll get right into it this afternoon. And we'll get going through it quickly. Have you out of here right at time. Right at time. We've been blessed. Amen. We just remember how blessed we are. If I can remember, you know what I mean? I'll just remember there's a lot of things that could come up in our life, but you know, we're so blessed. And God's been good to us. And Matthew 26, verse 1. Bible says, and it came to pass when Jesus had finished all these things, he said unto his disciples, you know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people unto the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Let's pray together. Father, we're thankful, Lord, for this time. Thankful for this day that you've given us. And Lord, I pray that you would be lifted up, Lord, tonight, that we might put our focus, our attention, receive from your word that which you have for our hearts. And we'll thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So number one, his death was imminent. His death was imminent. So Jesus had been telling the disciples about his coming death for some time. We talked about this during Easter time. So many times he had talked to them about it. And this is maybe the third or fourth time we have in Scripture that it's actually there. But they never really seemed to believe it. Here we find the Lord telling them again. And he said it this way. He said, verse 2, you know these things. After 2 days of the feast of the Passover and the Son of Man is betrayed. He said, you know these things. You should have known them. This passage tells us, and then we find in this passage the background story that was taking place at the high priest's palace. So while Jesus was saying to them, hey, they're going to be doing this, they actually were doing this. It's almost like he knew. You know? They were devising this evil, terrible, hateful plan to kill the Lord. They met in secret, consulting together to work by the method of subtlety. Which means, you know, you ever do some subtlety? It means by fraud, entrapment. With trickery and by baiting. So these, at the high priest's palace, they had gotten together and were deciding on how they're going to kill the Lord. And they're going to decide on how to do it. They're using this deception and trickery and hiding out. They even determined the time to launch the plan so that the people would not get in an uproar. I mean, we're talking about they're sitting there getting together, making up a plan how to kill the Savior. There was some bad stuff going on behind closed doors. But the Lord knew it, didn't He? He always knows. He knew this was coming. In the meantime, when all that was going on, and this is how we know Jesus was a Baptist, He was sitting down for a meal. There's a potluck fellowship. Look at verse 6. Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman, having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. So number two, number one, his death was imminent. Number two, his disciples were indignant. This is a word that means to be angry or to be annoyed with a person. It is to be pained or greatly afflicted by some person. This woman had poured out this very precious ointment upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, right? For some reason, though, this action brought pain, anger, and affliction upon the disciples. Watching her perform this act was a travesty to these men. I can kind of imagine being like this. Right? Rolling their eyes, murmuring. You know, something like this. Maybe like, I know why they're doing that. She's just trying, whatever. I don't know what's going on there. But it tells us here, sometimes people get angry over nothing for no good reason. And sometimes that people is us. Get angry over nothing for no good reason. What are you mad about? I just am. What did they do? Well, they just did this thing. What did she do? She poured this ointment on Jesus. Well, what are you mad about? Well, we could have sold it and made money and helped poor people. Right? I mean, I'm not exaggerating. That's what it says there, right? I mean, I'm putting a little bit of, you know, fun to it, but that's what's happening there. So it's interesting how people get upset in light of what Jesus had just said. He said, I'm about to die. 2 days, it's coming. I'm about to die. I'm about to be betrayed. I'm about to be crucified. The plan was already in action. And the disciples were mad about wasted perfume. Isn't that funny? I mean, not funny like joke funny, just funny like ironic. Like how we could get mixed up with stuff that is so distracting. Verse 8, again it says, but when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? They saw this action as a waste. It didn't make any sense to them. They didn't like that it happened. Truth is, they had a better plan on what to do with that ointment. Like it's theirs. And it's something. I mean, when you think about this, it's occurring to me now as I'm sitting here. Sometimes that happens while I'm preaching. More thought comes to my head, and so you just get what's in here coming out straight out. Okay, no preparation. It was hers, her stuff, and they're mad because she did with her stuff to the Lord what they had a better idea to what to do with her stuff than she did. It's like, you know, I said, get your nose out of that thing, right? I don't know. Anyhow, that's just thought about that for a second. Here, it wasn't even her, it wasn't even theirs, but they had to decide. But they didn't like how it happened. They had a better plan with it. So it made them angry. What a mess. What a mess getting angry about. How often we get ourselves in an uproar about what is not our business. Not our concern. Not our role. And the truth is, we could just be flat wrong about it. Well, what we should have done with that instead is instead of pouring that oil over this woman and over Jesus, this woman breaking this, pouring it out, instead of that, we should have took that. We could have sold it for a bunch of money and went and given it to the poor. That's what should have happened. And they're kind of saying this. You ever been wrong about something? You ever been strongly wrong about something? I mean, you just said it so... Listen, I know how to fix this. And you go and you start to try to fix it, and what you end up doing is breaking it worse. And people get mad, and you're like, I was just trying to... Oh. So they... It was not their business, not a concern, not a role, and we could be wrong about it. Look at verse 10 now. Look at verse 10. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a, what's that? A good work upon me. So, his death was imminent. His disciples were indignant. But number three, his response was immediate. Yeah, y'all like what I did for that? I worked on that. So he says this, why are you giving this woman grief? What are you doing? Why are you troubling her, accusing her, making this good work she has done into something bad? Can I tell you this, folks? I want you to get this right here tonight, this afternoon, this thing. God's people don't always get it right. God's people don't always get it right. Listen, if you're going to hold me to perfection, you're going to be very sad and disappointed. Likewise, if I'm going to hold you to perfection, I'm going to be very sad. Matter of fact, I might get indignant if I'm going to hold that standard. Listen, God's people don't always get it right. That's clear from the life of the disciples. You read the Gospels, you're like, oh man, they were constantly blowing it. And Jesus is like, how long do I have to put up? Oh, you have little faith. How long do I have to put up with you? I mean, I don't know the whole spirit of that, but I just kind of feel like Jesus is like, oh, again, you guys, yeah, I ain't getting nothing. You know, just sometimes we make matters worse by trying to straighten folks out that don't do things exactly the way we do things. So they don't do it exactly the way we do it, and we do it this way, and they're not doing it that way. So I'm going to tell them, hey, if you want to, we don't say it this way, but what we're really saying, if you want to be like me, you're going to do it the way I do it. But we don't say that. What we say instead, if you want to be right, you'll do it like I do it. Because I'm always right. You know what I'm saying? We all do that. It's our thing. We think we're doing the right way. So what we end up doing is we make matters worse by trying to get folks, straighten them out, because they don't do it like we do it. Don't you wish Jesus was always right there to answer immediately? You know what I mean? Like we do something, it's like, right, Jesus? And, you know, most of the time he'd be over there like, oh, wouldn't that stink? Matter of fact, I'm glad he's not over. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, wouldn't it be like, you know, we're having this little argument. Hey, do you think, what kind of clothes do you think we should wear to church? Yeah, Jesus, I said we should wear this. What do you think? And I said this, and they said that. Aren't I right? Can you just say, the Lord said, what did I write about that? Well, not a lot. Oh. Well, Lord, don't you think we should do this, that, the other thing? And he said, you know, compel him into my house might be full. Sometimes we get so caught up on the things that we think are important, and we make a mess of it. I wish Jesus was there like a phone a friend. Hey, Lord, we're having this debate, right? They said this, I said this. Hey, I'm right, right? Yeah, that's what I'd get. You'd be like, stop it! That's what he would say. Something like that. Stop it! I don't want y'all to be debating over these things. Listen. I'd like to just ask, Lord, is that the right way to do it, or should we do it differently? And you know what we like? We like black and white. Tell me exactly. The Lord said, well, does not always work like that. He said, you know, black and white was the Old Testament. Thou shalt do this, and if you don't do it, there's consequences. You know, like for rebellious kids, if they broke the law, you know what they'd get? They'd get stoned. You ever been cracked in the head with a stone? Like over and over till you die? Probably not. So, I mean, one kid gets that, the rest of the kids are like... I can remember when I was in basic training, I thought it was funny. I thought it was hilarious. And they're having this, pick a bag, pick your bag, and put them down. But I mean, it's like a John Wayne. I loved it. I thought, this is great. And I'm kind of, I probably better not smile there. I thought, man, this is Air Force Base. I was like, this is fun. And then I get in there, there's this key on my neck, and that's how you open up your locker. And I couldn't get it because you got to push it. All of a sudden, I got this guy. I slept out of tension that night. I'm like, I don't want anybody to notice me ever again. Man, I'll tell you what, I think that's what would happen. You see somebody get straightened out, and you're like, But I'd like the Lord, just tell me, what's the, the Lord said, you've heard it said this, but I say, you know what he dealt with over and over? He says, it's not the what you do. It is, don't misunderstand me. But it's more than just what you do, it's what's going on in your heart. It's not just did you do this or that. It's not just did I do this. It's not, why are you doing it? What's going on in your heart? What's going on along the process? It's more than just black and white. And so we don't have him to ask there, but we do have the Word of God to guide us. Can I tell you, folks, that's better. That's better than what they had. Matter of fact, what we're now reading is the guide I'm talking about. The Lord gave them some instruction to help them. And this is now a principle to help us. Look at verse 11. He said this, he says, for you have the poor always with you, but me you have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. The Lord said right here, the Lord said to the disciples, you're wrong. We need that every now and then. I'm telling you, we do. He said, you've not passed this way here before. He said, I'm going to tell you, you're wrong about this. You jumped this woman's case. She's just trying to, what she did was a good work. You got your business in. You got up in her business. She was right. You're wrong. Why are you bothering her? Her purpose was to worship the Lord. To prepare him for what he'd been saying was coming. Folks, again, we don't always get it right. We don't always get it right. Often we're wrong about other people's motives, their actions, their purposes. Yeah, they're just trying to, she's just trying to be the favorite. She's just trying to be the favorite. Well, I'm gonna get a bigger box of ointment. Right? And we could do this thing where we can get in, where we can start to judge people's motives. And you look people, well, they're lying. They're dishonest. They're trying to get over on me. We could get so worried about people taking advantage of us that we doubt everyone's word. We don't trust anyone. Think everyone's trying to get over on me, so we resist everyone. It becomes a very, very uncomfortable situation. We're judging them and being critical of them. And we begin to wonder, did they mean it for good or evil? For self or for the Lord? You know, when people do things, I look at it and I'm wondering, and I sit there thinking, what are they trying to get to? What are they doing? Are they meaning it for good or for evil? For the Lord or for themselves? And you know what the answer is? I don't know. You know, man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the... You know what he didn't say? You look on the heart, you can figure out the heart. No, he didn't. He said, I see the outward. That's all I got. That's all I get. I don't get that. Listen, I don't know and you don't know. And that's the lesson we get right here. That's the lesson right here. We don't know if... Listen, people don't have to love the Lord the same way you love the Lord for God to accept that love. You hear what I'm saying? Other people don't have to love the Lord the same way you love the Lord for God to accept that love. And evidently, here's what we find here. She was doing some of those disciples... By the way, these are the apostles that have been following Jesus for 3 years. And now they're indignant over her pouring out this oil on Jesus that he said was a good work. And they're mad about it because that's not how they would have done it. Am I wrong on this? That's what it's saying here. They're mad at her, and Jesus said, leave her alone. People don't have to love the Lord the same way you do for God to accept that love. And that's okay. That's okay. God's made us different. God's made us different. I think this would be a good lesson for us to know about. Maybe that's just, I'm glad they put it in here. It's almost like they, you know, the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, knew what we needed. This situation is something we can often fall into. We could fail at. What the woman did was to worship the Lord, no matter what anyone else thought about it. Folks, can I tell you, I'm guilty of this. Not the her part, the they part. I'm guilty that, well, that's not how we do it. Right? That's not how we do it. Around here, we do it different. And we can really want people to only do it our way. And if we don't do it our way, they're wrong. And the Lord said, no, no, no. As a matter of fact, she wanted to serve the Lord no matter what anyone else thought. And as a matter of fact, she didn't check with them before she began to serve the Lord. Hey, is it okay for me to... I don't know of anybody. I mean, we find this happen other places. There's several places in the Scripture that talk about this kind of thing. Another place where a woman was put some ointment and was wiping Jesus' feet with her tears and her hair. And there's several instances. Say, are these all the same one? It seems to be different ones at times because of the period of time and so forth. But this wasn't common. And maybe these apostles, maybe these disciples were like, I'm getting sick of this, wasting all this ointment on Jesus. He's going to die anyway. I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know what they were thinking. But it's, you know, sometimes we can get frustrated how other people want to serve Jesus because it's not like us. Now, folks, there is a wrong way. Can we be honest with that this afternoon? There's a wrong way. There's some things that are wrong. Well, I just think I'd rather just go out boating and praise Jesus on the lake than go to church. Come on. Now, I've heard people say that. I've heard that. It's like, come on, now there's some things that were like, oh, well, you're just serving your way. No, I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. I'm talking about what people want to do with their stuff. Some people want to give their stuff. I mentioned this morning, some people, instead of having a new floor, they want to give it to a missionary to go reach other people with the gospel. So I don't think I could do that. I don't know. I think I'd have to have carpet so when people came into fellowship, I'd have a nice place. Well, then do that. Do it. If you feel like that's okay, but let somebody else serve Jesus. Amen? Let somebody do it anyhow. She didn't check around. She just gave it to him. So did the Lord appreciate it? Well, verse 13, this is amazing. Verse 13, he says, verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her. Wow. Sometimes the Bible just will catch you like, huh? We read these stories, we know these stories, but sometimes when we like slow it down, you're like, wow. So the Lord just said, because this in my Bible it's in red ink, which means it's actually the words came out of His mouth. It's all inspired by God, but this is the ones actually He spoke and they repeat. The Lord said, if the gospel message is there, I also want this woman, what this woman has done, to also be known. This is a memorial of her. It's to remind us of this kind of service for the Lord. It's really this. He's worthy. This is weird. I don't find anywhere else of anything else like this that says anywhere the gospel is preached. Along with that, I want this memorial of this woman being told about. Well, this woman, what did she do? Who is she? What's her name? Right here doesn't tell. Some think it's Mary Magdalene, whatever. Here's the woman. She's unnamed on purpose here, at least. And it's not her, but it's what she did. And he said, if the gospel's preached, I want that to be preached. Can you just... Now, let's go back a little bit. Just the disciples were over here. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. You wasted that. And Jesus said, you know what I want to be done? Anywhere you take the gospel, anywhere it's written, anywhere it's read, anywhere it's... I want them to know about what she just did just right now. Can you see the disciples? Yes, sir. Man, he's worthy. But there will be some that will not accept things any way but their own way. And to what point they will go to insist on their own. Some folks won't even accept it from the Lord. Well, I don't care what the Bible says. Well, look here. Look at verse 14. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests. And said, and by the way, those are the fellows that were subtly making that plan to kill the Lord. He went to them. And he said in verse 15, and said unto them, what will ye give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Scripture tells us another place that Judas was a thief. Maybe this was his last.